Hello, I'm Eileen McKee with the BBC News. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has cast doubt on whether a ceasefire proposed for later this week can be implemented. The cessation of hostilities was agreed by world powers at a security meeting in Munich last week, but President Assad said a ceasefire did not mean that each party would stop using weapons. In televised remarks, he said any cessation of hostilities should aim to create stability and stop those he called terrorists from strengthening their positions.
We've been hearing them talking about a ceasefire within a week. From a practical perspective, that is difficult to implement. Any cessation of operations must be done with the aim of improving the security situation and reaching reconciliations or settlement.
The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has arrived in Damascus to try to help achieve the ceasefire. The United Nations has condemned Monday's airstrikes on several hospitals and schools in northern Syria, which it says killed almost 50 people, including children. Three hospitals were destroyed in the attacks. The airstrikes have been widely blamed on Russia. A spokesman for the medical charity MSF, Sam Taylor, said one of its field hospitals in Idlib province was deliberately targeted.
The hospital was attacked by four missiles in two separate attacks that were within minutes of each other this morning, which leads us to believe that it was a deliberate attack, that it wasn't an accidental attack, that it was deliberate. So the level of suffering for these people who've now been deprived of health care in this war-torn region is extremely worrying for us.
A Syrian diplomat said the hospital was hit by a US airstrike. Reports from Syria say Kurdish-led forces have captured the town of Tel Rifat from Islamist rebels. Observers said the Syrian Democratic Forces, an alliance of Kurdish YPG militiamen and Arab fighters, brought the town under their control after days of intense fighting and Russian airstrikes. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has warned that there's a real risk that the EU could break up if the UK decides to leave. Speaking in Romania, Mr. Tusk said talks with Britain were at a critical moment. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has been demanding concessions before a referendum is held on whether the UK should leave the EU. Mr. Cameron has been meeting French President François Hollande ahead of Thursday's summit in Brussels. Katia Adler reports.
France is extremely concerned about the Prime Minister's push to protect non-euro countries from eurozone regulations. Fair enough, you might say. Most EU countries use the euro. Why should they be allowed to gang up to the disadvantage of non-euro countries like Britain? But France thinks that David Cameron is being sneaky, that what he wants is a special deal for the City of London, that what he wants is a backdoor veto on wider eurozone legislation.
World News from the BBC. Pope Francis has asked Mexican indigenous people for forgiveness over the way they have been excluded from society. He was speaking as he celebrated Mass in three native languages after a new Vatican decree approved their use in the liturgy. He told the congregation of indigenous Mexicans that with their deep appreciation for nature, they had much to teach the rest of the world. Leaders of the Southeast Asian regional organization known as ASEAN are meeting for their first summit to be hosted by the United States. President Obama has championed the refocusing of U.S. trade and foreign policy towards Asia during his term of office, and the meeting is expected to concentrate on economic and trade issues for the first day. More than 150,000 penguins from a single colony have died over the past 5 years in the Commonwealth Bay area in East Antarctica after a giant iceberg got stuck there. There are now only 10,000 adelie penguins left in the area. The iceberg is blocking the access to their natural feeding waters, and they now have to walk 60 kilometres to feed. Scientists from the University of New South Wales say this is impeding the penguins' breeding attempts. They have seen thousands of freezing carcasses and abandoned eggs. The winners of this year's Grammy Awards will be announced during a televised music gala in Los Angeles. Several artists are in with a chance to pick up multiple awards, but the front runner is the US hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar, as Peter Bowes explains.
He has 11 nominations, which is actually just one short of the record number of nominations for a single artist set by Michael Jackson a few years ago. His lyrics have been embraced by the Black Lives Matter movement, and we understand that he will perform quite a politically charged performance on the Grammys tonight. This is, of course, in the wake of the controversy over the lack of racial diversity at the Oscars.
Taylor Swift and The Weeknd have both been nominated 7 times. BBC News.